Macmillan Audio presents The Lost Child of Lichford by Paul Cornell. Read for you by Emma Newman.
Chapter 1. The Reverend Lizzie Blackmore slowly blinked awake and found, to her surprise, that she was already furious. She was furious as if she'd been angry in her dreams, oppressed and confined by something she couldn't recall, and waking up was just one more damned thing. But why? It must be the sound, she decided. An irritating, whiny sound that was wheedling itself into her brain and then poking it. She looked over at her clock radio and swore at it. It's still 2 weeks to Christmas and you're playing Greg Lake? The song I Believe in Father Christmas, she continued to Sue and Oliver, her elderly church wardens, 12 hours later at their weekly meeting round the vicarage kitchen table. Should be banned. It should be a crime to play it. What else has he recorded? Valentine's Day is just to sell cards? Look out for wasps, it's summer? Radio stations only play it because it's got that nice bit with the jingle bells, but he's doing that sarcastically. He's doing sarcastic jingle bells. I did like him in Crosby, Stills and Nash, opined Oliver. Who knew what he meant? Wow, said Sue. We're still 2 weeks out, and you're already that far gone. Lizzie realized the two of them were looking at her with newfound wariness. This was going to be her first Christmas as vicar of St. Martin's Church, Lichford. The church wardens, however, had a long experience of working with her predecessor. All vicars had a rough time of it at Christmas, but she was obviously setting off their alarm bells already. Christy Burke and sod off as well, she said. And I liked the Pogues the first 89 times, but come on. Anyway, why are we talking about this? We've got a lot to do. Can we please get on? They did indeed have a lot to do, Lizzie most of all. She'd expected to feel daunted. She'd spent the year trying to attract new members into the congregation, and Christmas was traditionally the time when a whole bunch of people who wouldn't otherwise cross the threshold of a church came piling in. The challenge was to somehow keep them afterwards, while running an ecclesiastical assault course. She'd already gotten over the first few hurdles of the season. The Advent carol service, which she'd insisted that this year was going to be by candlelight, despite Oliver's misgivings that this would result in what he called a towering inferno scenario, had turned out to actually be problematic in other ways. Lizzie had had to lead the plain song while not being able to see anything. The congregation attracted by the poster hadn't really sung along, and as they filed out, Lizzie found them to be a bit bemused that the songs they'd just awkwardly picked their way through were what the Anglican Communion regarded as carols. I like Silent Night, one young woman had said, but perhaps that's a bit too popular for you. Lizzie had nearly replied there was a little number by Greg Lake she'd probably enjoy. Then there had been Christingle, which had meant more fire. And this time children were handling it, and which brought in very few people who understood why there were oranges with candles stuck in them. At times, Lizzie had wondered if the best way to deal with the added numbers might be some sort of video prologue. Previously in Christianity. But what she was feeling went beyond daunted, beyond useless, beyond stressed. There was a sort of background anger. A feeling of being downtrodden. She really didn't understand it, and it was getting in the way of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?